USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen has arrived at a New York courthouse with his family, not speaking to reporters. He could soon be given a lengthy prison sentence in connection with Robert Mueller's investigation into the 2016 election. After President Trump clashes with Democratic congressional leaders in the Oval Office yesterday on the issue of wall funding, Republican Senator Mike Lee says he's not concerned that the president has said he'd be willing to shut the government down over that issue.
He's putting it squarely on them to say, I'm not joking, I'm not going to blink, and I actually think it's going to work well for him.
The border wall funding tied to efforts to get a new funding bill for the government as the current funding bill runs out on December 21st. British Prime Minister Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote in Parliament today from Conservative Party members. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Outgoing United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley says she believes her greatest accomplishment as ambassador was her role in the process that reduced tensions with North Korea.
To be able to pass the strongest sanctions in a generation that brought the world together and brought North Korea to the table.
Haley also threw some cold water on widespread speculation that she was thinking of running for the White House in 2024.
The only decision I've made right now is that I'm looking forward to sleeping in.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show, the president using the deadly shooting in France yesterday to again call for a wall on the border with Mexico, tweeting this morning, quote, another very bad terror attack in France. We are going to strengthen our borders even more. Three people killed, a dozen wounded, and they're still looking for the suspected shooter who authorities say they're familiar with. No major damage, but a 4.4 earthquake struck in eastern Tennessee this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many people believe the United States is the most generous country in the world, but there's a new report out from Gallup that challenges that. It's released results of the annual World's Most Generous Countries report. Some of the findings now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
American donations amounted to $410 billion in 2017, or about 2.1% of the U.S. GDP. But Gallup took in other factors, like volunteering, finding the most generous countries to be Indonesia, Australia, followed closely by the U.S., then New Zealand. Using those metrics, Gallup reports people living with far less can also be some of the most generous, like Indonesia, Kenya, and Myanmar, that all rank near the top of their list. I'm John Clemens.
The consumer price index slightly higher last month. The Labor Department this morning says the index rose 0.2% and 2.2% year-to-year, rising costs of used vehicles, medical care, and housing accounting for the gains. Analysts had expected to see no change month-to-month, but that year-over-year gain, well, that was predicted. And the top Google searches for 2018 revealed as the World Cup is this year's most Googled term, appropriate for the world's most watched sporting event. Second most Googled event, Hurricane Florence. And when you're Googling, remember, find us at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.